You've been listening to Revolution Rock. You're on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We ended off with a track there called Try Again by the Montreal band La Securite. We heard something from their album Stay Safe. As mentioned earlier in the program, it was nominated for a Polaris Music Prize.
Yeah, that's one of three Polaris nominees that we played on this episode. All albums that we have played throughout the year, so I'm really glad to see such a diverse range of artists getting the nomination, including some that are definitely far left of the dial releases. So I'm really glad to see how much the Polaris Prize is recognizing this broad range of independent musicians. I think I would be very satisfied with any three of these records winning that prize.
It'd be pretty cool. Before that, we heard some music from Switzerland, a band called Wolf Wolf.
Or as the Swedes call it, Woof Woof.
I don't know if that's true, but okay. We heard a song from their new album, which I'm going to try to pronounce, Totentanz.
I think you did that good.
Which I don't know what that means. Hopefully it's not something obscene.
Oh, probably.
We heard the song 21. This is from their newest release.
Totentanz.
Yes. I don't know if we have any additional notes on that.
Oh, we have... No notes. They're a Swedish band. We know that much.
I do know they are very influenced. They call themselves trash rock. They're also influenced by stuff like The Cramps and John Spencer and stuff of that nature. That was a really 80s vibe, though, on that one.
Which kind of matches up with what we heard afterwards with Les Secrets. But with that said, a little bit of a thoroughfare going through there with Motorist as well, because they had a little bit of a synthier number. A little bit unaccustomed to hearing this side of them, but I really dig this. The track called Light Against the Shade, that's taken from their most recent release, Touched by the Stuff, which we have been playing a bit of over the past few weeks. Getting away from that sort of poppy punk or power pop sound into more icy synths. A sound I was not expecting to hear from them, but one that I think they're playing really well.
Yes, and I think that's the last track on the album, Touched by the Stuff. Before that, we heard music from another Polaris Prize nominated album, John McHale. The new album is called Hex. It's out on You've Changed Records. We heard the song Still Life. Before that, we heard three songs featuring Julie Doran. As mentioned, she played Windsor this past weekend, and she's a great performer and musician, and I strongly recommend that you see her in any of the groups or bands, or even if it's just her solo playing. You will not be disappointed. We heard two tracks from some solo albums by Julie. We heard... Dreamed I Was from 2021's I Thought of You. And then we heard one going back all the way to 2012. So Many Days was the name of the album. And the song we heard was called Another Second Chance.
And then we heard Julie and Danny from their self-titled record, Tomé, was the song which we heard. And coming up next, we're going to be hearing some more new music and another a collaboration, much like Julie and Danny, only this being a collaboration between an artist and a band, with, of course, the great, powerful Sadies performing with Rick White. This is a collaboration of artists who definitely have a history together, but there was no indication they were going to be releasing a full-length studio record, and yet here we are, simply titled Rick White and the Sadies. It is out now, and we are going to hear the track Spellbound from this release.
Down.
Delicious Earthquake Water there from Miranda and the Beat. That was a digital single just released not too long ago. Adam and Dave here, and we're ending off this edition of Revolution Rock, calling back the final set, but we do want to thank everyone who's tuned into this episode. Prior to that, we heard some other new music, another new single, this time preceding the release of a full album that will be titled Some Kind of Heaven, the first new music we've heard from a while from Knitting.
Yes, and pretty excited about that. We heard the song Spirit Gum. Apparently there's a music video with puppets. We all encourage you to check that out.
Always, always for puppets.
Yes.
Also, another new single, also preceding a new album by No Beauty. This is going to be an album released on July 5th. The album will be titled No Beauty Will Remain. And from that, we heard the debut single release, June. And we started things off with a track from Rick White and the Sadies. On the self-titled record, we heard Spellbound. And we're going to end off with yet another brand new single, a brand new release from Amel and the Sniffers all the way from Australia.
Yep, they have a brand new two-track single you can get digitally and via vinyl, the vinyl medium, if you prefer. And
I'm demonstrating a circle with my hands. I realize being a non-visual medium, this is not efficient for radio, but
it's really
still.
Confusing yeah. Me, actually. But great new song. I don't know if there's a forthcoming release. I believe they are doing a handful of tour dates at the moment. And they did come through Detroit not too long ago. I haven't seen them yet, but I really would like to see this band, Amel and the Sniffers. The new song is called You Shouldn't Be Doing That. And it's another really great song. You know, Amy Taylor, who is Amel in Amel and the Sniffers, really, her lyrics are always just very on point with, it seems like, with what people are thinking, and or maybe not thinking, but thinking about. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know, she's on all the time, and this is another great song that people love, and I don't know how to explain them. They're just a really great band, and I encourage everyone to listen to them. Hopefully swear words don't offend you.
Well, this one, we had to cut some of the swears out, unfortunately. But otherwise, enjoy the song from Amel and the Sniffers. And we'll be back next week, where we'll be having a special celebration, celebrating 30 years of B-1000 by Guided by Voices.
All right, so stay tuned for that next week. And this week, Mark Casaubon is up next, the Cowboys and Indies program here at 9. Thanks for tuning in. This is You Shouldn't Be Doing That by Amel and the Sniffers. Running around, make
at the door of the club lounge and I saw so impressed. Then you open the door and the noise takes the floor. Oh baby, night after night, here tonight is the best. I know that girl is a tattoo on her heart. She slippers in rage and the band is a slave. Sexy love ricochets round everyone's part, yeah. Wow!
Whisper.